The National Climatic Data Center says the first 3 months of this year were the second hottest for Salt Lake City in the 67 years they've been keeping records. Temperatures were 4.6 degrees higher than usual for January through March. Meanwhile, temperatures in the East and the Midwest were among the coldest on record.
That's interesting for two reasons. One is we've had this very persistent weather pattern with the jet stream ridging over the West Coast and troughing over the East Coast, creating this temperature dichotomy between the Western states and the Eastern states.
That's Kevin Werner, Western Region Climate Service Director for the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration.
The second reason I think it's interesting is because it's quite different from normal. And that's consistent with a lot of the projections we hear about for climate change and the increased variance, increased variability in the system.
Werner and other scientists studying climate note that this year's trends don't prove global warming, but they do say the pattern follows long-term trends that scientists expect to see with climate change. Gabe Bowen is an associate professor of geology and geophysics at the University of Utah. He has a new scientific paper in the journal Nature Communications. It shows how, over thousands of years, curvy jet streams have often meant cold winters in the east and mild winters in the west, just like this year.
The patterns that we're reconstructing, if they continue or accelerate into the future, would mean that we would be more likely to see these types of events like we've seen over the last 3 months more frequently, and or they would be more extreme when they do happen.
Both Bowen and Werner say this information can help leaders who are preparing for the climate of the future. Water agencies might want to store more water for big droughts, and power companies might want to upgrade their lines to anticipate more and bigger heat waves. Judy Fays, KUER News.